It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, a review Return of the King, The Rise and Fall of Elvis Presley, a Netflix documentary talking about Elvis' 1968 comeback special and what led up to it. This was supposed to celebrate his return to live performances following a 7-year period when he was focusing on his movie appearances. And it also talks about his music, the people in his life, and how he improvised his dance moves with polarizing responses. So far this season, we've got two amazing documentaries on famous musicians preparing for their shows while offering some insights on their lives and whom they have influenced. On Disney Plus, there was Road Diary, which was about Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band preparing for their comeback tour following the pandemic. And now on Netflix, we have Return of the King, which talks about all things Elvis related. And the interviewees, which include Springsteen, Darlene Love, and even his ex-wife Priscilla Presley, couldn't be more open-minded and passionate about him. You can't help falling in love with this Netflix doc. 3.5 stars. Recapping this week's new movies, thumbs way down for Red One, thumbs way up for A Real Pain, thumbs up for Christmas Eve and Miller's Point, thumbs up for The Piano Lesson, and thumbs way up for Return of the King, The Rise and Fall of Elvis Presley. If you like this review or my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. That's it for this week. Next week, I'll be back with reviews of more new movies, including Wicked, the film version of the Broadway musical now starring Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande, and also Gladiator 2, Ridley Scott's 24-year-old sequel now starring Pedro Pascal and Denzel Washington. Until then, I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.